All right. Fritzberger at bloodandfaith.com. It's the weekend. It's the first day of September 2023. I want to give thanks to those that have given me some free publicity out there, even though their intentions may have been less than pure. That's fine. You know, if you engage in the public sphere, you ought to be able to be willing to have a little give and take. You know, they toss a few your way, you know, you toss a few back, and that's, you know, that's the whole principle of the First Amendment. That's the whole principle of an open society where you can discuss your ideas and say what you think and say what you believe and argue and disagree. And, you know, I argue and disagree. And they argue with me and they call me dirty names, racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic. And I'm like, that's okay. The more you call me that, the more people get inured to those terms. It's one of the greatest things that they've invented. And I hope and pray that those terms are losing its power. I talked to a highly intelligent and educated gentleman the other evening, and he says people don't even pay attention to it anymore. And he's not coming. This is not a gentleman that necessarily comes from the same place I'm coming from at all. And that's exactly good news, and that's why I talk about these terms a lot. These are moral cudgels used to beat you into ideological, moral, and political submission. You have the modern-day Pharisees that are 1,000 times worse than anything that the Puritans ever threw at anybody. You remember the Scarlet Letter? Oh, here's a loose woman. We're going to paint a red A on her forehead for an adulteress. And I don't know, I guess maybe those books are still taught at school these days. Oh, these people trying to jam their narrow-minded morality down your throat. What do you think it is when they call you a racist? I mean, come on. Come on. I trust that this audience has already worked through this in their mind. I mean, what is it when they call you sexist or homophobic? Is that not the scarlet letter A that public schools have railed against for generations and generations and generations? Oh, these narrow-minded Puritans jamming their little morality down people's throats, destroying people who have different morality than them. And that's exactly what these moral goody-two-shoes do today when they call you racist and sexist and homophobic and transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and most of all anti-Semitic. They build a whole cult around it. It's a whole religion. And the world is full of cult members. And the higher you get in the bureaucracy of the United States government, the more cultish they become. And they'll drive out anybody that's not a member of their cult. You can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. And their eyes roll back in their head, foaming at the mouth. Oh, racist. And you just kind of, come on, people, grow up. Grow up. Why? Surely you have enough sense than that, but you're locked in your own cult. So they go around beating their hands on their chest, saying, oh, God, look at me, look at me. I'm a righteous man. I'm not like that sinner, Fritz Berggren. And you just go, you know, is there no ability to self-reflect on their part? And apparently there's not. There's no self-reflection on their part. And it's stunning. Unfortunately, it's also very true, and it's also very powerful. You get this mob mentality where they have to crush people that think different than them. It has nothing to do with diversity and intolerance. It's an intolerant, anti-diversity agenda. And it's very specifically an anti-white and anti-Christian agenda. And those two go together. White and Christian go together. It might be a little beyond what I want to discuss today, but might not be. It's always fun. The white and Christian race. Europe is the continent that became Christian. And from Europe, the gospel spread to the rest of the world. I mean, come on, let's be honest about that. All the apostles, almost all the apostles ended up in Europe at some point or other. They may not have spent their whole life there. They may not have spent their entire ministry there. They may not have died there. But most of them ended up in Europe at some point. Why? Oh, I can chase rabbits now. But they did. And the Europeans are the single race that converted to Jesus Christ. Not all of them did. but darn near. You didn't see that with the Asian race or the Asian races, whatever, however you want to call it. You didn't see that with, you certainly didn't see that with the Africans. With some exceptions, you had the Ethiopian Coptic Church. There's a number of Christians in the Middle East have been around for 2,000 years, including some of the people that still call themselves Palestinian. Egyptian Coptic Church. You know, that's, you know, Sons of Ham there. And so you did have that, but by and large, it's the European, the white race that becomes Christian and serves Jesus Christ. No other race can say that. And this European people took the gospel to the new world, to the Western Hemisphere, the Spaniards, the French, the Portuguese, and the British, and they converted whomever was there, and they built Christian civilizations there. Very different from each other. The Spanish civilizations are very different than the English and the French civilizations. Nevertheless, that they did. It was English and Americans that brought the gospel into Africa, into Asia, into China. No wonder Satan and his little babies hate the white race. I pray that this becomes as normal as breathing someday. I pray that someday it becomes as normal as breathing to say, yeah, the Jews, the people that call themselves Jews, they're not real Jews. They're not real Jews. There are people whose ancestors converted to Talmudism, which is a book of Satan. Talmud's just a book of Satan. That's what it is. And they're Satan worshipers. They're the synagogue of Satan. They're false Jews of the synagogue of Satan. And Jesus Christ told the Jews to their faces, you're the devil's little babies. He says, you are the devil's babies. You're Satan's little babies. Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said this. John 8:44. The Word of God calls them the Antichrist. Hello, who is the Antichrist? He who denies the Father and the Son. Who does it? It's been the Jews for 2,000 years. This is baby stuff. But the church has lost it and it's renounced this teaching. I want it to become cornerstone of the Christian church. Cornerstone of the Christian church. Those loyal to the Jews are traitors to Jesus Christ. It's just as plain and simple as that. James 4:4, you want to be friends with the world? That's fine. You're a traitor to Jesus Christ. You become an enemy of God. This principle goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. It goes all the way back to the fall when Jesus Christ himself, he said, hey, I'm going to put hatred between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. It goes all the way back there. And so when Jesus Christ comes out, he says, you bird of vipers, he's saying, you seed of the serpent. That's what he's saying. We're going to turn this thing around. We're going to. It may take time, may take a generation, may take two, but we're going to turn it around. And oh, let the hatred flow. Let the hatred flow. Oh, we need peace between the races. Jesus Christ himself said we're going to put a hatred and an enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Who are you to fight back against that? Church has made Jesus Christ into a little baby Hindu Buddha god. It's kind of the spiritual dude that does miracles and just loves everybody. And it's just a bunch of, it's a crock. It's an entire crock. Scriptures are clear what Jesus Christ is like, if you would read them and take them at face value. But people won't do that because they don't want to be called, say it with me, racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. And so this evil people, and again, I've told you before, Trotsky, Leon Trotsky, I forget what his, he may have changed his name, Russian Jew, atheist, antichrist, Marxist, communist guy. He invented the term racist. I think he might have, I need to do my research, but either racist or anti-Semitic or possibly both. These are just terms that used to beat people into moral submission. They don't mean anything. There's no legal definition about being racist or anti-Semitic. You can't define them. And there is no law against being racist anywhere in the United States. You know why? Because it can't be defined. And then if you have a law, you have to apply it equally to everybody. I mean, that's the theory anyway. So if white people are calling blacks the N-word, throw them in jail. If black people are calling blacks the N-word, throw them in jail. Oh, but it doesn't work that way. Okay, well, that's why the term a racist is not a legal term. It's because they can't make a square hole round. It's a term used to beat people in submission. You keep it vague so it only applies when you want it to apply. And the Jews are the biggest hypocrites on the planet, and they have been for 2,000 years. Y'all think Jesus Christ is a nice guy. Oh, and you make up this new religion. You make up a new religion. Oh, he's a Jew. Yeah, well, why did he call the Jews the synagogue of Satan? Why does he call the Jews the devil's children? Jesus Christ said, I and the Father are one. Do you really think he's calling himself the devil's child? No, that's heresy. Those are lies. Those are lies from Satan. And you know what? When the church goes out there and he says this stuff, they're not doing it to honor Jesus Christ. They're not doing it to honor the Father. They're doing it to honor the Antichrist, otherwise known as the Jews, who reject the Father and the Son, who deny the Father and the Son. That's the definition of Antichrist. John had to deal with it. Peter had to deal with it. Paul had to deal with it. Jesus had to deal with it. Stephen had to deal with it. Even now, there's many Antichrists, said John. But the day is coming when people are just going to say, you know what? All these terms that you've tried to bind us together into a mental prison. Oh, it goes back to Antonio Gramsci and a couple of those other chuckleheads back then. I love reading their stuff. Foucault, Michel Foucault, French homosexual. A homosexual. He talked about regimes. He wrote about the prison, and he says the biggest regimes are in your brain. Biggest regimes are in your mind. Biggest regimes, the biggest prison control system, are the words and the terms you use and the language you use. And I completely and wholeheartedly agree with him. The Holy Scriptures agree with him. It's the language that you use that binds you and controls you. It's the acceptable words and the unacceptable words, the acceptable speech and the unacceptable speech. Those bind you vastly more than chains and bullets and bars. He was right. Antonio Gramsci was right. Michel Foucault was right. They're all right. I love that. I study that stuff. I don't take it where they take it. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He is the ruler. He is the master. He's the intermediary between God and man. You want to know God, you got to know the Word of God. You want to obey God, you got to obey the Word of God. And you fill your mind with the words of God. You fill your mind with the Holy Scriptures. This is what you do. And this forms the guidelines and the travel lanes and the boundaries of your brain and what you think about. This isn't in contradiction to Michel Foucault or Antonio Gramsci. It's they figured out what John was trying to say all along. 2,000 years later, these atheist, homosexual, communists figure out that what John said was right all along. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things came into being by Him. Words are more than representational. They're creative. They make things. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He doesn't just represent God. He is God, and He makes things. 2,000 years later, these guys are just catching up to what John taught 2,000 years ago. This ought to be mainstream in every university. I've written on it, I don't know, somewhere in the archives of bloodandfaith.com. I've written on it. I've got a 25-page paper out there I wrote on it. I've got a link in there somewhere. Postmodernism, literary theory. Oh, gosh, 2-3 decades ago I wrote that. We're living in a civilization of lies, and I blame the church. I blame the church. I blame the church. And you say, oh, shouldn't you blame the devil? He's the deceiver. Yeah, I can blame that. But does the church even believe the devil's deceiver? Does the church believe in the devil anymore? In a way, we live in, who was that? Tale of Two Cities. We live in the best of times. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. It's the best of times because it's a free fire zone. You can point your rhetorical weapon in any direction and you're going to hit something because so much is wrong. And it's the worst of times because so much is wrong. You're literally advocating in this civilization the butchery of live children. And I don't mean just abortion, as bad as and hideous as that is, but up through puberty and beyond. Butcher them alive, and call it good. We're a sick and depraved culture. We've run our course. We've run a course of two or three centuries of atheism to such an extent that now it's mainstream. And you hear a guy like me talking, and I simply talk about it, talk out of what the Holy Scriptures say. People may disagree with me. I don't care if they disagree or not. I say what the Scriptures say. I say what Jesus Christ says in context from Genesis through the Revelation. And if you don't believe me, I challenge anybody. You think I'm wrong, fine. Let's go. Let's talk about it. That's fine. That's what it's all about. In a society where you can debate ideas. But we live in a society that they don't want you to even talk about ideas. I was reading about a certain organization. I won't say which one. But everything's diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it has nothing to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's lies. It's lies upon lies upon lies. They don't want diversity of thought. They don't want equal treatment of people. They don't even want equal outcomes. They want some to go up and others to go down. And they'll justify it with lies and distortions. And inclusiveness. They're liars. They're utter liars. They want their little in-group in and everybody else out. And they don't want anybody to question. To question is to be a heretic in their cult. And it's a cult. So they will continue to go out and call people racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive. And that's fine. And here's what's going to happen. More and more people like me are going to realize that those are just mental chains. It's not a moral code. It's an antichrist immoral code. And I've made many examples of that in the Holy Scriptures. All of them. Double minority with special needs child. Jesus said, I didn't come to help you. I didn't come to help you or yours. I came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And you ain't it, baby. He said, go away, shut up. I don't even talk to me. I didn't come for y'all. Oh, he's sexist and he's racist and he's, and they'll invent their other words. Jesus said, I didn't come for you. I came only for my race. I came for my race and my people. I didn't come for y'all. It's not good for me to take food for the kids and give it to you damn dogs. Jesus Christ said to the double minority with a special meeting. That's what he said. All right, he didn't say the D word. Okay, sorry. I apologize. I get a little excited. And the woman looks at him. He says, yes, Lord, you are right. And, Lord, I am a dog. You're right, and I'm a dog. But, Lord, God, even the dogs get scraps from the master's table. Dang, man, that's powerful. Holy mackerel. And Jesus said, okay. All righty now. He stood up and took notice of that woman. He said, here, I'll give you a scrap. Healed her demon-possessed kiddo. I mean, I love this stuff. It's fascinating. But you're not going to put that nonsense on Jesus Christ. Oh, he's not a racist. What? The term is illegitimate. The term itself is illegitimate. Never say, I'm not a racist because. No, it's not a legitimate term. You're never going to win because they will never define it. And they will never apply it consistently. And you will never find the word in the Holy Scriptures. Now, you can say, do unto others as you'd have people do unto you. Okay, fine, and leave it at that. Leave it at that. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Great. Why do you pick up language that's not out of the Holy Scripture? Invented by some Jewish communist. Someday this is going to be normal. Someday, I don't know, it might take generations. People are going to look back at 2023 and say, my God, they all joined a cult. How did that happen? And there will be answers. There will be answers as to how this has happened. Okay, there will be a small group of people say, you know, this group of people that got into this multicultural empire and they took it over. And guess what? It's patterned right there in the book of Esther. It's all there. The Almighty warned us. Warned us. Here is his people. Here's what they're like. Here's what they do. This is the kind of environment they thrive in. And so they go out there to destroy, especially the white race, because that's the only historical race, if you're just talking about races, that can resist them. Remember, they are the devil's children. The devil said, I'll give you all the power. He told Jesus Christ, he said, I get the power to give the nations to whoever I wish. And all the glory, all the wealth. Jesus said, stuff it, stick it. Jesus Christ turned him down and said, no way. Uh-uh. So who did he go to? He went to a people called the children of the devil, a people called the synagogue of Satan. Now, how are you going to resist that? By the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, and by not loving your life even unto death. And you have to free your mind. That's the word of your testimony. By the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, and not loving your life even unto death. Even it costs you your life. Somebody's got to stand forward for the next generation. Your kids, your grandkids. What word should you say? I don't know what to say. Say the Holy Scriptures. Say the Holy Scriptures out loud. That's why I stick to the Scriptures. I try not to. I mean, you can go a lot of ways when you talk about these subjects. And I'm just laying out what the Holy Scriptures say. You don't like it? Fine. And my goal is to reach the white race, the Christian race. And anybody else that'll listen, blacks, Africans, Asians, I don't care. It doesn't matter. All of the above. All of the above. But I will not apologize. I will not apologize any more than Paul apologized for being an evangelist to the Europeans. Paul never apologized for being an evangelist to the Europeans. He said, I'm going to go reach those white folk. I'm going to reach those white folk. And he went and he talked to the white folk. The Galatians were Gauls, northern France and Belgium. The Galatians were from Gaul. God put them there to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and to take it back to Europe. The Thessalonians from Thessalonica, Europeans. All seven churches in the book of Revelations were white and European churches on the western ends of Anatolia. They were Greek and Roman colonies. Oh, you're a white supremacist. Those terms, you gotta just laugh. You need to laugh in their faces. I mean, freedom really is going to come from between your ears. You're going to say, you know what? I'm stupid. I'm stupid for just listening to this stuff. And you can't replace something with nothing. You're going to have to replace it with the Word of God. You've got to replace it with the Holy Scriptures. And I got one more thing to say, and I'll wrap up, because time is short, time is precious. It is not possible for the United States of America to go back to the 1950s or 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s. It's not possible. Not going to happen. It's not possible for us to go back to a time where we have traditional Christian values, traditional values. We don't even call them Christian values. Traditional values and conservative society, and we're all one and we're all Americans. That's not possible. I'm going to throw it right out there. And this is another fight we have. There's the cult of the conservative, where we're all Americans. We're all going to get along, and this the Judeo-Christian. Listen. All that's going to go. It's all going to go. Oh, we're accepting and we're tolerant, and the homosexual and it all. Listen, you ain't going to roll this back to the 1970s or 1980s or 1990s. Not going to happen. Okay, it's going to get really bad, and it's going to get really worse, and it's going to get bloody. And if you don't believe me, look at what the government forces and the left and BLM and Antifa are already doing. The violence has already started, people. The trainees are going into Christian schools and churches and shooting people. All right, and the lunatics are either on ADHD drugs because of the drug industry run by or they're of a certain tribe or they're that cannot be named. They won't allow it to be named. or they're hooked on these ADHD. I mean, there's patterns out there. Then you get these things like Las Vegas shooting. Well, who did that? Well, I don't know. Maybe the same people that shot JFK. Guess it was a lone gunman. I know, I'm getting conspiratorial. My only point is this. It's already crossed the line of violence and kinetic action on the part of totalitarian forces, including the government and TFE and BLM. All right, that's a mouthful. That's enough for tonight. It's Friday night. We're going to come back with more tomorrow. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com.